and tips.
Tuesday the 16th of April. My name's Gerard Daffy. Welcome to Going Greyhounds for another week. We've got a late scratching this morning. Cat Ernst on assignment, so I'll be flying solo. Hopefully, Cat will be back in the chair again next week. Big show today. Obviously, there's Greyhound Racing, Thursday, Friday night. So many features. The Sandgroper Thursday night, the Geelong Cup Friday night, and this massive meeting at Wentworth Park on Saturday night, which I'll go through the prices at the tail end of the show for all of those features. But today on, we're going to have Joe McFadden and Jack Smith, a couple of regulars, and why not? They've got the greyhounds that are going to be featuring in a couple of these features on Saturday night. And just on that, obviously we've had both of these gents on numerous times, and we really do appreciate their time. We always try and maybe mix it up a little bit. We tried a few this week, a few first-timers, and for various reasons, you know, people are busy, they've got trials, or they may well be in Perth and the time zone doesn't work out. And we've got a couple that were just a little bit frightened. Don't be frightened. We've all got to start somewhere. It's not like you're going to be under the grill or on a current affair or spotlight or something like that. We're all friends here. We're all on the same side of the fence promoting the industry. And the other thing too, it's amazing how many people come on the Going Greyhound show and then their greyhounds start to win. So might be a little omen there for anybody who is only half thinking about coming on. We'll treat you very, very kindly. As I said, big show coming up. We are going to catch up with Joe McFadden. Wonderful story with Nangar Jim in the final of the Easter Egg on Saturday night. We might take a short break and we'll see if we can track down Joe.
At TAB, we're on for All Age Stakes Day at Royal Randwick April 20, featuring the Group 1 Champagne Stakes for the two-year-olds over the mile and the $1.5 million Group 1 All Age Stakes.
Kick the big winner by 2 lengths in the All Age Stakes.
It's the final day of the Sydney Autumn Racing Carnival, so get your friends on track or down to your local and on the TAB app for exclusive offers. TAB. We're on.
Chances are you're about to lose. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.
Patriot Bloodstock offers an affordable entry-level price point into racehorse ownership. We love first-time owners, putters clubs, or get your friends together and start a syndicate. It's easier than you think. Recent winners for the team include Wilbury, Mr. Metrix, Stingjet, Open Sky, and Cream Rises. All multiple winners and all sourced online for $30,000 or less. Visit the website patriotbloodstock.com.au to find out more. Patriot Bloodstock, an authorised representative of Stable Connect, AF Licence 33696.
Expect it all at the finale of Sydney's Autumn Racing Carnival. There's Group 1 Racing, plus the final of the National Pony Racing Series. Dance after the last to Hot Dub Time Machine and farewell the carnival in style. Saturday, April 20 at Royal Randwick. Book now at Ticketmaster.
On Sky Sports Radio, let's get back to Going Greyhounds.
Tim Zoo, $2.20. They're set. And they're racing now. Tim Zoo very slow to begin. Out fast is Nangar Jim. He'll carve forward and lead to the first corner from All Natural up to second. Third, the inside is Gary Stun on and whipping around them now. Red Hot Frankie. Tim Zoo makes ground. They're followed by One Hot Bandit. Next to Rinker Daniel. Gary Stun on checked out of it. Last Tom keeping off the back straight and All Natural's pounced on the lead now. Dash 4 lengths clear of Nangar Jim. They're followed by Red Hot Frankie and One Hot Bandit, but it's All Natural clear and All Natural's beaten Nangar Jim. One Hot Bandit charge might grab third from Red Hot Frankie.
There was Nangar Jim running second to the Queenslander All Natural in a semi of the Easter Egg on Saturday night. As I said at the top of the show, we're so thankful for the participants who give their time to come on. Joe McFadden has been one of those. It's been a really good ride, not only with Nangar Jim, but the kennel over the last 12 or 18 months, and we welcome him to the show. Good morning, Joe.
Morning, Duff. Good to be here.
Well, I was just thinking last night when I knew that you were coming on, Nangar Jim, we've sort of been along with him all the way through the journey since he went to your kennel. He's got an amazing record, 30 starts for 15 wins, 11 placings. He's already ticked over $149,000 in stake money, but the thing that can't be lost on anybody, he's still a young dog, October 2021.
Yeah, in some senses, you know, he's not a baby anymore, but, like, as you said, he's still a young dog, and he's still got so much in front of him, all being well.
Yeah, he has, and his style of racing means that he's always going to be pretty hard to beat in any race he contests in. He went through that first split the other night, the quickest, 5.38, which was only 1/100 faster than the superstar McKenna, and he didn't really shirk the issue. I was listening to the coverage on Sky Racing Active, and Kat mentioned that you know, the couple of weeks off, he'd had a couple of issues in that time frame.
Yeah, look, obviously with the track being washed out the week before, it was I was in a real sort of catch 22, whether to trial him behind the lure or just work him harder at home. And you can only do what you think is best for the dog, and you know, so I just decided to work him harder at home. You know, it was you know, other tracks were washed out, and it was just hard to walk across a trial, to be honest. Anyway, I was really happy with the run the other night, because I know that there's, you want him to peak on final night, and there's a bit up his sleeve. And when the other dog gave him a little bit of a brush on the top turn, I thought, uh-oh. But there's zero quit in Nangar Jim. Like, he balanced up again. And if anything, he might have been coming again on the line.
Yeah.
Which, you know, that for me, looking forward to this week, that was what I wanted to see. It was really good, and he pulled up really good too, so I'm happy.
All right, well, we'll get to this week's race in a minute. I just want to turn the clock back to 12 months. It's sort of where it all started at this level for your kennel. Belmont Bullet into the final last year was a million to one pop in the final, but I don't think we'll ever forget what happened in that semi. And it's really gone well for you on the track in that following 12 months. So I guess my main question to you is, last year was a little bit different. You went in, the expectations weren't really that big, but now that you've been in all of these group finals and you've been able to win a couple of them on the run through, what's changed for you mentally?
Mentally, I feel, I belong in these races, if that's because I remember when I got my first city winner, and like I used to go to Wentworth Park as a kid, and I remember when I like first started racing down there, you know, just to getting a dog good enough just to even be there. And you walk in, and it's kind of like a kid walking into the footy stadium. The lights are a bit brighter. It's like I've been there 100 times.
Yeah.
And you think to yourself, do I have enough ability to match it with these trainers? And as time goes on, and you start getting, you know, better and better stock, and you get better and better results, and you sort of start to validate yourself, and you think, I do belong here. And it's really good. I feel like I can compete. Like if I've got the right cattle, which as I said, I've started to get, and getting better and better dogs and better results. And, you know, it might be 12 or 13 group finals, I think, I've made in the last...
That's a lot.
Yeah, yeah. And for, you know, like, I've only got 10 dogs maximum at one time. Like, I think there's 7 in the kennels at the moment. So to get the results I'm getting, because, you know, like, when you've got average dogs... Or you can do too much because you're always trying to get every little last bit out of them, and you sort of think you second guess yourself, and you think, is it something I'm doing, or you know, like, and then a dog like Nangar Jim comes along, and you just sort of think to yourself, well, maybe it was the dogs, maybe it wasn't me.
Yeah, well, that's right.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. One thing we always ask trainers, and as an industry, we all do it, is coming into a big race, what have you done differently this week? And those who you respect and know have been around for a long time, they invariably say, no, I haven't done anything different. It's just, as far as training the dog itself, it's just another race. Is that how you approach this week?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. have heard different people at different times, even interviews on here, you know, like, oh, I did this different or I did that different. And I just think to myself, why? Why would you change your winning formula? You know what I mean? And even as far as, like, doing the form and stuff for this race on Saturday night, like, I haven't done too much yet because I think that if you start thinking, oh, if I can get him to do this or if I could get him to do that, you're not, like, if I can get him to be in a half a length better or, you know, like, whatever it might be, you might be tempted into changing something.
Yeah, you're flattening.
Yeah, exactly. Or you might have him too fresh and he might miss it because he's too fresh, which is actually what Jim can do. If he's too fresh, his reaction time when the lids open is so good, he actually hits his head on the boxes if he's too fresh. So that's just a little insight into, you know, the training of him and how he ticks along. I don't change anything.
Okay.
Unless it's an absolute necessity through, like, a little niggle or something like that.
Yep.
Nothing changes. Nothing changes at all.
You mentioned the form there before, and I know when we've had you on at various stages, we've mentioned how thorough you are at the form. So looking down this race itself, I mentioned that quick split that he ran last week, and McKenna, she goes into box two. Outside of those two, it looks like they're the pace in the race. Box five, I don't know whether it's that bad for him. He seems to come out and run in a straight line for 10 or 20 metres, and I don't know whether there's a terrible lot of pace outside him.
Yeah, just without having watched replays and things like that, he just needs clear air for two hops to get going. Mm. And there are times as well where he pings out off the mat as well too, so he's got that in him. He could probably go faster. Like, he came out nice last weekend, don't get me wrong, but he could probably come off the mat faster than what he did. So he probably, look, you know, perfect world, he could come out a little bit better. I think we all need, I don't think it'd be wrong to say that we're all sort of looking at McKenna going, unless something happens here where we might be in a bit of trouble.
Yeah, maybe.
Because she's just been bomb-proof.
Yeah. She does
Michelle
it both ends.
The whole team, you know, like, so, someone rang me this morning and they were talking about dogs potentially running her down. And I said, you're kidding. Like,
she's running 17-6
up the back. Like, anything that could possibly run a better last section than her is going to be that far behind her. It's not funny. Like, if she's in front on the top turn, it's all over Red Rover.
Yeah.
And look, you know, that the whole team, Daryl and Michelle and Paula Bella, they've done a super job with her. She hasn't missed a beat. But we all butt her up again on Saturday night and see what happens.
That's right. Well, as we say, he's in box five, Nangar Jim. He's a $14 chance. Might be worth a few shekels in the hope that he can jump to the front. I know we're sort of jumping forward here, but anything on the radar after Saturday night?
For Jim, there's a couple of different options. There's a race on out at Dubbo, the Brother Fox, I think it's called. And I'm also sort of toying with the idea the Ballarat Cup's on. And Jim's actually young enough to go into the Ballarat Derby as well.
That's always a good race, so you get good greyhounds in that one.
Yeah. So they're just... there's nothing in concrete just yet, but they're just little things that I've seen and sort of we'll just get through Saturday night and see how we go and start deciding what we're going to do from there, but nothing in concrete yet.
Do you think he'd be suited around Dubbo?
Yeah. Nice run to the first turn there. Tight little track, it wouldn't be too bad either.
All right, Joe, thanks for your time again this morning. As I said, the kennel's been on fire for 12 months now. It's wonderful that you've made your way into another Easter egg final. He's a realistic hope, I think, particularly if you can jump to the front, Nangar Jim, and I'm sure it's not the last time we speak to you in the coming months. Good luck Saturday night, Joe.
Thanks, Duff, and good luck to everyone else in the final too.
Joe McFadden, who puts the polish on Nangar Jim, box five in the Golden Easter Egg final on Saturday night. We'll take a short break and then hopefully we can catch up with Jack Smith.
Isn't it time you tick the Lexus Melbourne Cup off your bucket list? Ambassador Travel could design a tour to suit your time and budget, whether it's Cup Day, Derby Day, Oaks Day or Champion Stakes Day. All tours include undercover reserved hill stand seating, as well as Ambassador's exclusive Cup Eve dinner at Crown. And you can even add on a visit to Living Legends. Book early to avoid disappointment and create memories to last a lifetime. Call Ambassador Travel today on 07-3229-6555. Or visit ambassadortravel.com.au.
Love your racing? Want to take it to the next level? Join My Runners and share in some of the most memorable racehorse ownership experiences with some of the best trainers in Australia. All for less than the cost of a beer a week. MIRunners.com. Life is just better with a racehorse.
Celebrate the Anzac spirit and remember our diggers with the Anzac Day races at Bow Desert Race Club. Seven thrilling races, fashions on the field, plenty of pop-up bars and food trucks and live entertainment throughout the day. Enjoy the ultimate in country racing at the Country Luncheon, just $80. Or enjoy a more relaxed vibe with the Ploughman's Lunch, just $195 for a group of six. And it's free entry for all servicemen and women, veterans, children and pensioners. Online tickets now available, just $10 per person. Race to bowdesertraceclub.com.
Are you good with your hands? We know you are, which is why you should use Fitter Sleepers when building retaining walls. Flip the bird to squash fingers, heavy machinery and that sore back, because Fitter Sleepers are up to 75% lighter than concrete sleepers. Finish your retaining walls faster and knock off work earlier with lightweight Fitter Sleepers. Featuring engineered and patented designs, they're available in selected Bunnings warehouse stores. Now you can get back to being the machine and finish quicker with Fitter.
On Sky Sports Radio, let's get back to Going Greyhounds.
See now, Palawa King flops out, certainly not unusual. Away quickly, Drill Sergeant pushing through. Getting up on the inside, Sublime Ethics. There was trouble at the first corner, and Sublime Ethics leads from Drill Sergeant to second. I'll see third, the rail, and Palawa King. The big boys moving up on the outside. Whether he goes around them's another thing. The inside is Goulburn Girl. They're followed by One More Beer Last, Joanne Flo to the back straight, and Sublime Ethics leads, but Palawa King has gobbled her up in a pound. Watch this. Palawa King sprinted away, put up 10, Sublime Ethics. There for the Drill Sergeant getting up on the inside, I'll see. But this is a space job by Palawa King. He won by 12 on Goulburn Girl and I'll see.
Well, it was a space job. He won by 14 lengths. We've become accustomed to him coming from well back in the field, but he gathered them in rather early on that occasion. 14 lengths the winner. Winning margin, 42.19 and the time. And we're fortunate enough to have his trainer, Jack Smith, on the line. Good morning, Jack.
How are you?
I'm good. Somebody told me this morning that you've been on the show more than I have, but there's a reason for that. That's because you keep producing these superstars, and Palawa King... Punters and greyhound fanatics love greyhounds who get back in the field and storm home, and he's ready made for that.
Yeah, that's the way he does it. And the show's good now because we haven't got Stanley interfering with us that much.
He's listening. He's listening.
Sorry. He's going terrific, mate.
Yeah, he is. And it gets away from you. He's had 62 starts now for 26 wins and 23 placings, but the stake money, I don't think any of us in our wildest dreams could ever envisage a stayer racking up $730,000 in stake money, and he's a long way from being finished with that yet, we hope.
Yeah, well, he's actually got $830,000.
Has he?
Yeah, the 100 from the Fair and a Bale never hasn't gone in there for some reason.
Oh,
but,
right.
No, look, he's just been unbelievable. He's just produced on the big nights most of the time, and we're just so lucky to have him.
And a bit of talk around over the past few days that he hasn't won a Group 1 at Wentworth Park yet, but, I mean, there's a logical reason for that. He's hardly contested any.
That's right. No, as you know, he did really well up in Brisbane over the carnival, and then we ended up in Melbourne, and we contested the state heat of the nationals, and he runs second. But we were fortunate enough to be a wild card, which got us into the final.
That's right.
In Melbourne.
Yeah.
So the only one after that was the Sydney Cup, which we decided to give him a freshen up and go in the $1 million race, which didn't work out, but he just, you know, we just freshened him up and, yeah. And, yeah. Well, earlier in the year, he went in the 7.15 and run through. So that's one of our biggest races, staying race. It is our biggest staying race, and it's not in Appenworth Park, so.
No. Well, he's got box five in the final this week, and Valpolicella out in box eight, and they dominate the market. Palawar King's already been 280 into 260. He's got a real cult following, Palawar King, and Valpolicella $2.40. We know where your guy will be early, but it's not an easy task to get across from box eight there for Valpolicella.
No, I wouldn't like to be out there, but she got back a bit the other day and ran on nice, so she'll navigate a path. So I just hope that at some stage we can get in front of her and do his thing.
Yeah, well, visually, as I said, punters love him, and that's why every time he runs, he's been so well backed. You just touched on the 7.15 there before. That's obviously after the Association Cup. Massive amount of money on offer there, and it looks like it's going to be a hot field or hot fields.
Well, it'll be pretty much the same dogs. There might be a couple others, I think, that are holding back. But, $500,000, you don't expect it to be easy. And we're just hoping he's going to just carry the form over in the next couple of weeks. That's all we can hope, mate.
And looking ahead, you just keep trying to pick off these big races that are coming up. Is that the plan?
Pretty much. I suppose, yeah, after these two, hopefully there's a little break for him, and then we go to Brisbane. I don't know when that starts. I haven't looked that far ahead, but I think that's how it worked last year.
Yeah, that's right. I think late May, early June, that Brisbane Carnival starts to get underway. Just on that 7.15, I had a look at the market to win it. Obviously, Palawar King, Valpolicella, the favourites at $5, but there's a couple of interstaters look like they'll be on their way. Raiders Guide, definitely from Tasmania, and Like Wildfire, which has done his recent racing in SA. He was purchased by Tim Aloisi, and he's been setting the track alight over there. I think he's heading north as well. So it certainly won't be easy. 7.15 tends to suit some of those sprinters come stayers.
Oh, well, they say it's a front runner's track, so that's what they're banking on. But as you know, I'm not the front runner, so...
No, we know where to look for him.
I'm just hoping my fellow does his thing, and I'm not swapping him for any of them. So let's hope he'll be there having a go.
And who's the show for Saturday night?
I think it'll be me. The boss will be at Dubbo, I think.
Oh, right. Yeah, clock up some miles, don't you? And a couple of handy ones in the kennel as well that have been winning around those country circuits over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, that's right. The Feral Frankie Midnight Flash Pups are going nice. There's three or four of them there that are going good. So
what's the name of that big black one? I like him as a dog.
Flash Boom Bang.
That's the one, yeah.
Yeah, no, he's got a big motor. Like, he did well. He ran 29.44 when he couldn't win a race there the other way.
Yeah.
So behind Frank Hurst's dog, but he's just got he's a 37 plus kilo dog. He needs to wind up, so a bit of room to wind up. So he's at tomorrow actually in a 570. But he didn't draw well, but a tricky start. So we just thought we might have a little look at a couple of 600s. All the youngsters will probably go to Dubbo. There's Peg and Bill Miller Memorial that we like to go in each year. So the younger dogs with only a couple of wins will be there, and the other dogs will just go around the Brother Fox. So
they'll
probably be out. Some of them will be outgraded a little bit because they've only not won that many races, but it's our home track and we like to go in it. So
we'll keep an eye on him at tomorrow. Once again, it goes without saying, good luck on Saturday night. We love Palawar King. Hopefully he can get the job done and win that elusive Group 1 in Sydney.
I would say we can get it off his back, mate.
That's it. Thanks, Jack. All the best, and we'll chat soon.
Thanks, Dad. Bye.
Jack Smith from the Smith Kennel, who have got Palawar King, the star, in the Association Cup on Saturday night. We're going to take a short break, and then after that, we've just opened a couple of these other features for Saturday night, as well as the Geelong Cup. So I'll go through those before the show ends.